Feasts Made of Night. Toki Onyebuki. A shadow passes over me. I flinch, ready to strike. But it's just Bor. Don't do that, brother. I nearly dusted you, I huff. But I'm glad to see Bor, even though I know now it's just a matter of time before the other Aki notice us. My friend is easily 4 or 5 hands taller than most people in the city, of course. He's hard to miss. I make room for him, sliding over so he can sit down too. But Bor just stays standing, his freshly marked arms crossed over his large chest, face as blank and serene as always.
Taj, we've been called to the palace, Bor says,
then clears his throat to make sure I'm still listening instead of looking at Wolfgirl. I smirk. That means he noticed her too.
Jay was called to eat a sin. He failed.
My smile fades. So, he has crossed?
Yes. Bo's voice is quiet but steady. The Insasa ate him.
It's still loose. They need us to take care of it. I stand up and brush the dust off, ignoring the small shiver that creeps down my spine. I didn't know Jay well, but we'd lift our chins in greeting anytime we cross paths. The Aki respected him. And now he's dead. Worse than dead. Eaten.